Abrupt environmental change. Yet another reason for worry is that enormous environmental changes can be triggered by relatively small underlying events called forcings, whether the forcings are human-induced or natural. Small forcings can set off monumental changes if they trigger follow-up changes that amplify the original forcing, and if these further changes set off yet more changes that also push in the same direction. A kind of chain reaction takes place, in which the full impact is vastly greater than the original forcing. Consider, as a pertinent example, the most monumental of the Earth's environmental changes, the movement into and out of ice ages during the past couple million years. The timing of the rise and retreat of the ice ages, in cycles of roughly 41,000 years, is linked to subtle changes in the Earth's orbit, especially the tilt of the Earth's axis of spin and also the shape of the orbit around the Sun. These orbital changes set off the physical processes that gave rise to the ice ages, as well as their subsequent retreat. Scientists say that the ice ages are paced by the orbital changes. The orbital fluctuations affect the amount of incoming solar radiation over land and water, and therefore the temperature of the planet. But here's an interesting twist. It is possible to calculate rather precisely the changes in solar radiation that accompany a change in the orbit. These changes can explain the direction, but not the magnitude of the changes in the Earth's temperature, and therefore of the cycles of glacial buildup and retreat. What is happening, scientists have realized, is that the small changes in the incoming solar radiation trigger other changes in the Earth's climate system, which then amplify the initial solar forcing. The change in the orbit gets the process started, but it turns out not to be the most important effect in the end. Two such feedback effects seem to be most important. First, when the orbital pattern starts to warm the Earth, some of the ice begins to melt. When the sun's rays hit ice, those rays are mostly reflected back into space. When the sun's rays hit seawater or land cover instead of ice, because the ice is now melted, the sun's rays are no longer reflected into space, but are absorbed by the Earth and thereby further warm the planet. The initial warming due to the change in the orbit gives rise to further warming due to the change in the Earth's surface from ice cover to seawater and land cover. The extent to which the Earth reflects solar radiation rather than absorbs it is called the Earth's albedo. In scientific jargon, we can say that the warming due to the orbital change gives rise to a positive feedback that results from a decline in the Earth's albedo, meaning that a warmer planet absorbs more incoming radiation and reflects less radiation back to space. A second feedback involves carbon dioxide. As the orbital change warms the ocean, some of the carbon dioxide dissolved in the ocean water is bubbled into the air, like the release of carbon dioxide from warm soda water. The carbon dioxide released from the oceans is a greenhouse gas, which further warms the planet. The point is that a small initial change in temperature due to the Earth's orbit has given rise to a very large change in the Earth's temperature due to two amplifying feedbacks, the albedo and the release of carbon dioxide from the oceans. A small forcing can thereby produce a very large outcome, indeed nothing less than the onset or retreat of an ice age. Ecological systems are replete with such positive feedbacks, contributing to the possibility of large changes in Earth processes. And though it was orbital change that triggered the positive feedbacks of albedo and the ocean releases of CO2 during the epoch of the ice ages, it could well be human forcings that do the same now. There is another important ecological phenomenon closely related to positive feedbacks, threshold effects. Thresholds abound in nature. A slight rise in temperature can lead to death, to the failure of a crop, to the transmission of an epidemic disease, or to a massive rise in sea level as the result of melting ice sheets. An increase in the use of vaccines in a population from, say, 50% of the population to 70% can cause an epidemic to disappear altogether. A slight drop in an animal population can set in motion a process of eventual extinction of the population. When a natural system is characterized by thresholds combined with positive feedbacks, it is also likely to be characterized by abrupt changes, meaning a dramatic change that occurs when the system crosses a threshold and then sets off a chain reaction of positive feedbacks. One of the most famous mechanisms has been studied extensively by my colleague Wallace Brecker, the dean of the science of abrupt climate change. This is the sudden alteration in the pattern of the ocean conveyor belt, which carries vast quantities of ocean water in a global circulation. An important example is the so-called Younger Dryas event, which began around 12,800 years ago, as the Earth was gradually exiting from the most recent ice age. The Earth's gradual warming, Brecker explains, led to the melting of a giant glacier in North America, which then burst into a torrential flood, emptying an enormous flood of meltwater into the Atlantic Ocean. The sudden flooding of fresh water into the North Atlantic, in turn, changed the pattern of heat circulation in the ocean, and this, in turn, allowed the rapid formation of ice sheets in the North Atlantic. As the ice sheets formed, further positive feedbacks of rising albedo reduced the temperature even further, allowing a spread of the ice sheets. The end result was an astounding temperature drop of around 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit in just a few decades. Thus, after a long period of gradual warming as the Earth left the Ice Age, there was a sudden, abrupt cooling, which persisted for about 1,000 years.